This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour. MUT Eduroam challenges conquered with gusto, and police say community tip-off led to the deadly Chatsworth shooting. Time is 8 o'clock. Good morning. The IT and N team has outdone themselves, ensuring that Eduroam is now the gold standard for connectivity for all MET travelers. Those who have faced Eduroam hurdles may now rejoice, thanks to the tireless efforts of Dr. Marlo de Swart, Senior Director of IT and N, and Jabulo Klaba, Workshop Technician in the department. The hurdles are now a thing of the past. Dr. de Swart has made a bold pledge that all travelers should notify ITNN before embarking on the international travel. He said, with Eduroam, it is as simple as stepping into any participating institution and logging on with your home credentials. No more fussing with multiple passwords, just smooth, seamless connectivity. Professor Spia, who often leads large delegations, noted that we now stand shoulder to shoulder with the best universities out there. No more stress over guest passwords, she added. She has tested Eduroam extensively on her recent travels. In other news, KZN's Deputy Police Commissioner Phumelele Makoba says members of the community blew the whistle on the activities of a group of suspects killed in Chatsworth. Five men were fatally shot during a Monday morning police operation at the pump house and formal settlement. The group is believed to have been behind a string of murders, house breakings, and extortion cases across Maranhill, Homersdale's Mpumalanga Township, and parts of Msunduzi. Police say the group of young suspects were tracked following crucial information received from residents. Magoba says officers investigated through illegal electricity connections, narrow pathways, and debris before surrounding a green shack just meters from Higginson Highway. The suspects, who have been all described as young, include siblings, a foreign national, and a 17-year-old. Forensic teams remained on scene until late in the morning, recovering three firearms, one of them homemade. Shaken residents were described waking up to the sound of gunfire, watched from outside the cordon. Emotional family members were also on scene. Makoba says police are now in the process of profiling the deceased. And finally, South African export singer Tyler secured her second trophy at the 2025 MTV Video Music Awards. The global superstar took home the Best Afrobeats accolade for Push to Start, outshining artists such as Burna Boy, Wizkid, Tems, Asake, Shansi, and Skill Being, and Calm Down hitmaker Rema. About her next album, she shared, "It's coming, and it's coming in hard." Known for her stunning choice in wardrobe, the water hitmaker walked the red carpet wearing a vintage beige Chanel mini dress. She accessorized with gold, with chains of gold medallions around her neck, wrist, and waist, all by Pandora. In your financial markets this morning, a short while ago, gold was selling at $3,651.50 a fine ounce, a barrel of Brent crude oil cost $66.47, $1 cost R17.48, euros are trading at R20.57, and one bitcoin cost $1,926,435.75. A recap on your top stories this hour. MET Eduroam challenges conquered with gusto, and police say a community tip-off led to the deadly Chatsworth shooting. I will be back with another full news bulletin at 9 o'clock. For MUT Radio News, I'm Sianda Kumalo.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.